Well, this hour, it's the business of Greater Newport with the Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce. And it's a pleasure to introduce my chamber host today from the Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce, from Connect Greater Newport, Isabel Marsh. Hi, Isabel.
Hi, Bruce. Good morning.
Good to have you with us. Nice to have you back with us. You were a guest.
I was. I had a small marketing firm called Marsh Digital Marketing, and I've transitioned into economic development work since we last spoke a couple of years.
Fantastic. It's great to have you on board. And also, as chamber host today, youth career specialist for the chamber in partnership with EBCAP, the East Bay Community Action Program, Sarah Burke. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Bruce. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's good to talk to both of you, and we're going to have a great time and meet some very interesting people who are out there doing some great works. Chris Simonelli is no stranger to us, but Isabel, Sarah, tell us what Chris is here for today.
Chris is joining us as the chair of the Rhode Island Force and the vice chair of the Rhode Island Developmental Disabilities Council. And we're thrilled to have him and three of his colleagues with us today to talk a little bit about workforce development and the challenges and barriers perhaps to hiring people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. So we're thrilled to have everybody here.
Hi, Chris.
How we doing, Bruce?
Good
seeing you again.
Great. Good to see you.
Virtually. Maybe via Verizon. So I'd like to introduce. We're up in Warwick right now at the with the executive director of the Developmental Disabilities Council, Kevin Nerney. Also with Joanna Scocci, who's the executive director of the ARC, and Ken Reynaud, who is the associate director of the ARC. What I'd like to do is just kind of, another thing is with regards to contact information, maybe there's something that's important that we'll probably be bringing that up as we go through this. Rhode Island Force has a website, so it's riforce.org. Rhode Island Force also has a Facebook page, and it's RI Force. So those are two ways to continue to be, get updated information from us. And my email is Chris Semo. I'm one of two people in the country that still use AOL. So it's Chris Semo, AOL.com. And my telephone number is 401-864-0333. And I want to bring it up front, and then we can do it again at the end.
Sure.
But what I'd like to do is, my name is Chris Seminelli. I'm from Middletown, Rhode Island. And my wife and I are proud parents of a beautiful daughter who's autistic and currently lives in a group home. And like you said, I'm on the DD Council's the vice chair, and I'm chair of the Rhode Island Force Group. And the Rhode Island Force Group was a program that was developed about more than 4 years ago to be a voice for people in the system, parents in the system, and siblings in the system, to be independent advocates, to help people navigate the system, but also to help us to create a better system. And so our motto is here for others and here for our families. And what I wanted to do is give some quick examples of how the impact that our group has had. In 2017, what we did was we created something called the Coffee Cafe. And what we did was we pulled together a group of families both at Roger Williams Casino on the same day as the Newport Public Library, and got about 80 parents together to talk about things in the system, the disability system, that needed to be improved. And as a result of that, we created a list of priorities that the parents had identified things that needed to be improved in the system. And there were six things. Well, we needed to have more organized communication and education to legislators. In terms of the people in the system, you had the need to have a lifespan, life-to-death, one DD system instead of throwing them over the wall from middle school to high school to college to adult living. You needed to have well-trained and well-paid DSP, which are disability utility service providers. And I think Joanna will, in the next segment, will talk about that. And you needed to have a safe place to live, and you needed communication vessels for families. Now, Chris, where are you going with this? Okay. Well, right around that time, Governor Gina Raimondo, who I love, right, came out of a budget that was going to have an $18 million hole in the budget from the disabilities from the prior year. And we mobilized as a result of what we had seen. And what we did was we took these surveys that were developed by these families, and we went before the legislative body, the House of Representatives, and we shared with them the amount of deficiencies that were in the system and the need, things that needed to be improved. In a nice way. We just gave them information. And as a result of that, actually also up at the State House, there were people, we were up there with microphones talking about how the system needed to improve, and the budget was patched. It was corrected, and the $18 billion was put back into it. So that kind of shows the power of advocacy and the thing that we want to do. Now, our group has been very effective in that regard. Also, what we had was we had something called a legislative summit, and CCRI was excellent in providing free opportunity for us to bring people who are running for office in October of 2018. And what we did was we again brought them on board, and what we did in a nice way is we educated them about the system, and we shared some of the deficiencies that we had seen, and also shared some of the positive things that we had seen in other states. And I remember Jim Sevigny, the senator, Senator Sevigny, walked away that night and said, "Chris, you know what? I know so much more now than I did before I went into this meeting." And he thanked us for that. So that's part of the impact, the positive things that have occurred as a result of this group. And so what we've had is a very strong board. And what we want to do now is bring more parents on to broaden it, to help with some other aspects of it, maybe enhance our website, but just also to be to understand what issues they have that need to be improved. And we're going to identify a few select strong issues to continue forward. One of the things that we were doing that was extremely positive was we were recording disability meetings around the state and putting it on Facebook and sharing that information with parents. And we had like 200 people following and tracking our reviews as we were sharing it. Well, I'll pass it back to you, Bruce. I don't want to totally take over.
Well, I think it's so impressive that there is that level of interest in the state. And of course, you take a backseat to no one in being a leader and an advocate for folks with different abilities and so forth. So it is certainly no surprise that you're that kind of a mover and a shaker. We want to talk in terms of what's happening today. Now, the whole idea of employment is kind of a hot button issue anyway, where depending on who you're talking to, the businesses are having such difficulty hiring, or they're not, or it's a combination of poor customer behavior and things like that. Where is the RIDDC in terms of being able to come in and pivot and help out some of these businesses with their employment situations? Have you stepped that up at all? And what is your point of view on that?
I'll ask Kevin to jump in on that. Kevin Nierney, who's the executive director.
Okay, that would be great. We can start with Kevin, and then we'll pause for traffic and so forth, and then come back and pick up with Kevin. Kevin, nice to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you very much. So our focus at the council, the Rhode Island Development Disabilities Council, is more on self-employment and customized employment for people with developmental disabilities.
Okay.
Rather than on training businesses. But there are organizations out there that help train businesses who want to hire somebody who want to interview, who want to understand, who want to support people with developmental disabilities in being employed. And I think actually Ken and Joanne from the ARC could probably speak a little bit more about that. I think later on I might be able to talk a little bit more about self-employment and customized employment, but I think maybe it's better for them to have that conversation. conversation.
Excellent.
Yeah. Hi, Bruce. My name is Joanna Skokie. I'm the state director of ARC. How are you?
Good.
Good. So the ARC is a longtime disability organization. We're national. We have chapters within the states. We have a chapter here in Rhode Island. So people could be familiar. It was started by families. Actually, Ken, who is with us and is my associate director, actually his family started an ARC back in the 70s, right, Ken?
Yeah, early 70s.
Early 70s. So it's really kind of wonderful that we're working here in the state. The ARC didn't have a state office in Rhode Island until 2 years ago when I joined as the director. But the ARC partners with clients, directly to your question, is the ARC partners with clients in a variety of industries, retail, restaurants, warehouse, employment, any kind of retail or any kind of employment industry. The ARC has designed and customized training programs not only for the people that are working at a job site, but also, more importantly, for employers. And we all know that staffing is the largest hot button, as you said, an issue right going on today. And really, the disability community has been an overlooked talent pool that's sitting there ready, willing to work with the accommodations and the training of the business managers, the other people in the office, how to accommodate, how to make accommodations, how to understand, how to give direction to that employee, and how to work with them. And what they get in return is an increase in productivity.
Yeah.
It strengthens corporate culture, and it makes you more competitive as an employer. You have employee performance that goes way up. You have reliability, dependability. And so we are urging employers and any of your members to contact us, and we'd be happy to come in and talk to you about employing people with disabilities, especially.
Okay. That sounds, I had a feeling that that was going to be the case. So yeah. Before we get too far behind, let me come back to that, and we'll certainly put out a call to action. Our host today from the Greater Newport Chamber, Isabel Marsh, from Connect Greater Newport, Sarah Burke from EBCAP, and we'll continue in a minute talking about this different aspect of employment here in today's business of Greater Newport. Time for WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report. We've got a moderate drive here with the weather and the threat of weather keeping things down to a degree, although we are seeing some building volume now eastbound on the 138 leading into the Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge. You're going to need 12 to 14 minutes. We're seeing our usual summer traffic jam coming in on the Pell Bridge, coming down the Connell off-ramp. So 14 minutes plus eastbound, about 12 minutes westbound between North Kingstown and Newport. The Calpas exit ramp is backed up to the jug handle. On the Mount Hope Bridge, itself moves pretty well end-to-end, just occasionally busy in the intersection of Portsmouth, Boyd's Lane, and Bristol Ferry Road, and the Secaucus River Bridge is at the speed limit from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river. VD offers free pickup, free delivery, and a free loaner vehicle when your car is in for service. Go to VD.com, ask about the VD Advantage, and schedule an at-home test drive. Remember, it's always VD and you.
This portion of programming is sponsored by Compassion International. Join Compassion and give hope to a family in extreme poverty. Share your $40 one-time gift when you text the word GIVE to 83393.
This is a great time to stock up at Fifth Ward Liquor. Seth has so many really great values, such as Coors Light 36-pack cooler bag cases, $31.99. Whalers Rye 6-pack cans, $10.99. The Federalist Cabernet, $16.99. Now at Fifth Ward, Spindrift Spiked Sparkling Water, 12-pack cans, $23.99. Cloud Chaser Rosé, $15.99. Cupcake Prosecco, $10.99. And Two Robbers Hard Seltzer in 12-pack cans, $19.99. Also in at Fifth Ward, Red Spot Irish Whiskey, as well as Loverboy Hard Teas. Always a great selection, always great savings. Fifth Ward Liquor, 695 Lois Thames in Newport, 847-4545.
The fun starts quicker with Fifth Ward Liquor. You better take the fifth.
Sean? Sean Napolitano and everyone at A1 Roofing want you to know that they're very sensitive to these challenging times and doing whatever they can to respond to your needs as safely and as efficiently as possible. If you have roofing needs or dumpster needs, don't hesitate to contact A1 265-1019. If you want a job estimate, A1 can do it in a contactless fashion. A1 Roofing, hoping you stay safe and stay healthy.
Humphreys Building Supply, 1540 WADK, and the all-new Mix 99.3 present the Newport County Chamber of Commerce Business of the Week.
Since 1991, the French Confection, owned by a fifth-generation French baker, has been bringing the highest quality in French pastry to its customers. They have perfected the balance of timeless favorites with today's tastes. Open Tuesday through Sunday. Visit them at 72 East Main Road in Middletown. Online at thefrenchconfection.com.
Think, be, and support local. Start with this business of the week.
At Humphreys Building Supply, they know a thing or two about living and building in Rhode Island. They've been doing it for over 130 years. Their commitment to this community sets them apart from the big box stores. They are here to provide you top quality products and the personal service you've come to expect. So whether you're looking for doors, windows, paint, or are considering a kitchen redesign or an addition to your house, you need to visit one of their locations in Tiverton at 590 Main Road or Middletown at 8 Cottington Highway or Humphreys Paint Center at 750 Aquidneck Avenue. Online at buildwiththeh.com.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. During our lowest prices of the season, the new Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is only $899. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hi, I'm Robert Reese. Join me weekday afternoons at 5 p.m. for the best of the CEO Forum on 1540 AM WADK.
This is the Business of Greater Newport with the Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce. And our chamber host today, Isabel Marsh from Connect Greater Newport, Sarah Burke from the Chamber Partnership with EBCAP. And Isabel and Sarah, you have a great opportunity here with our friends from RIDDC to really offer a solution to some employers about staffing. Let's hear more about it.
Great. Thanks, Bruce. So I'd like to introduce Joanna Scocci, who's director of the ARC of Rhode Island. We heard briefly about her in the earlier segment, and she's going to tell us about some of the great programs that are available to expand your talent pool. There are people who have intellectual or developmental disabilities who want to work. And we think this is a great opportunity to help bring together employers and these wonderful organizations to find ways to integrate people with developmental disabilities into your workforce. So Joanna, if you could talk a little bit about your programs, that would be fantastic.
Sure. So the ARC National, and we want to bring it here into Rhode Island with a collaboration between the Rhode Island Development Disabilities Council, RIFORCE, and the ARC State Office, works with different industries. So any small business can call us, and we can help them design, recruit, hire, and retain their workers. And it's called a Disability Inclusive Hiring Practice Program. And so what that gives you is, it gives you, everybody's talking today about more diverse and inclusive hiring and putting diversity training into businesses. And it's probably one of the smartest investments that a small business can do. I used to run a small business. I ran a small business and a large business, and I hired hundreds of people a year. And so diversity training and giving not only the person with the disability, but the business owners knowledge about how to work with people with disabilities, how to motivate, how to show them the job, and also making other employees familiar with people with disabilities and not get offended if something is said that's, you know, out of line, because people with intellectual and developmental disabilities can say things and sometimes people are taken aback or make noises. I had a young man who worked at Walmart and, you know, would make noises. So they simply put him in the stocking area and off kind of hour type of thing. And he loved his job. He went to his job every single day. So what it gets in employers, you know, what's in it for you as business owners is that it increases your productivity because you have the same person. You can train that person. It strengthens corporate culture so that everybody is inclusive. And that's what the three of us and everybody in the state is working towards, that inclusive culture, so that disabilities aren't looked at as different any longer, and creating a competitive edge in their market. And why is that? It's shown to have a 100% productivity increase. 80% said, business owners said that their inclusive hiring practices gave them a competitive edge in their market. 60% said the primary motivator to promoting disability inclusion was to strengthen their corporate culture. Most important, 98% is your job retention rate. Now, that has to be the biggest benefit to these employers who are suffering out there in our Rhode Island communities because they can't find the people to work. So just think about this overlooked talent pool of people with disabilities. If you simply make some accommodations and you learn how to work with those people, you could have a 98% retention rate. 500 employers are using this program throughout the country. We've trained over 2,500 individuals. It's more than that now, but that's what we have. And over 1,000 individuals have been placed into community-based jobs. And that's really what we're looking for. We're looking to help businesses find talented job seekers, put them together, train the businesses, consulting, advice, whatever you want to call it, a phone call if you need someone to help you through a situation that's happening in your office, then we can be there for you. And that's what we want to do. We want to get our community working. Kevin has an awesome program on how to help people learn how to run small businesses and how people can become self-employed.
Well, that's great. So again, just so we don't get too far behind here, we want to give plenty of time for all the information. Let's put out a call to action. If there's an employer or a business listening who would like to find out more about the services, where do we get in touch?
So you would call, it's the ARC Rhode Island, and we're the state office. And that is 401-363-9899, or they can email me at Skokie, S-C-O-C-C-H-I, at theark.org, or they can go to our website, which is ri.theark.org.
Theark.org, excellent. ri.theark.org.
Fantastic.
Correct. All
right. The RI before it.
RI.theark.org. Excellent. More in a minute.
Well, the Disabilities Council, they can call Chris. I mean, lots of people know who Chris is. He's a very strong advocate.
Absolutely.
In Newport County. So
just call Chris Simonelli. Right? Rule number one, call Chris. There we go.
That is what we say all the time.
Excellent. We'll continue in just a minute here in the business of Greater Newport.
1540 WADK. Here's your Boating in the Bay report.
I want to check the all-important bay forecast with a tropical storm warning in effect for winds out of the northeast becoming southeasterly this afternoon, waves increasing, visibility lowering this afternoon and tonight, scattered thunderstorms and rain likely overnight, reducing visibility. Winds gusting to 20 after midnight. Then for tomorrow, easterly winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 35, waves 3 to 5 feet. All getting out of here by noon. Winds will die down, become westerly at 5 to 10. And by Friday night and Saturday, things will calm down. Waves could still be 4 to 6 feet at the bay entrance Friday night into Saturday. The coastal queen dock, the next high tide will be coming up this evening. And right now along the Newport waterfront, the temperature is 71 degrees. Boating in the Bay from WADK.
Newport Orthopedics, a lifespan physician group practice, provides advanced diagnostic, medical, and surgical treatments for injuries and disorders of the joints and limbs. Whether you have a torn rotator cuff, need a new knee, or sprained your ankle, they'll work with you to relieve pain and restore function. Let them be part of your success story. Newport Orthopedics. They keep you moving. Visit NewportOrthopedics.org.
1540 WADK.
Now the latest from WADK News, Steve Cascione's forecast, mostly cloudy and humid with scattered afternoon showers today. Torrential downpours from Elsa tomorrow morning into early afternoon. There is a tropical storm warning for Newport, Narragansett, Block Island, all of Rhode Island. WADK News has learned the Rhode Island Turnpike and Bridge Authority is announcing today tolls at the Pell Bridge will go all electronic as of October. No more cash or credit card transactions. The executive director of the Turnpike and Bridge Authority says it's only down to 11% cash or credit card anyway. Fall River City Council President Cliff Pont announced he'll challenge the incumbent in the November election. Six people have been the mayor of Fall River the past 14 years. Beginning this week, Newport Harbor Master Patrols will be stepping up enforcement in Newport Harbor. No speeding, no wake. The DEM has announced an increase in daily parking fees at Musquamicut State Beach, the state's largest beach. $20 if you don't have a pass. Steve Cascione's forecast, mostly cloudy, humid, scattered afternoon showers, torrential downpours from Elsa tomorrow morning into early afternoon, tropical storm warning for Newport, Narragansett, Block Island, all of Rhode Island. Steve Cascione's updates and more details. Stay with us for the very latest on 1540 WADK.
The Newport Jazz Festival returns to Fort Adams for three intimate days of amazing performances and surprise collaborations, July 30th through August 1st. Enjoy the music of some of the world's greatest established and emerging artists, including Kamasi Washington, Andra Day, Trombone Shorty, and Orleans Avenue, Mavis Staples, Robert Glasper, Ladisi singing the songs of Nina Simone, and more. Don't miss the concert event of the summer, the Newport Jazz Festival, July 30th through August 1st. For tickets, visit newportjazz.org.
The Newport Jazz Festival has announced that before you can enter the festival, every ticket holder will be required to complete a confidential health screening questionnaire and provide one of the following: proof of your vaccination record demonstrating you are fully vaccinated against COVID at least 2 weeks in advance of attending, or a negative COVID-19 test administered within 72 hours of the first day you attend. While the Newport Jazz Festival strongly advises you to bring your vaccination card or negative test results paperwork, all ticket holders are being asked to upload your documentation to CrowdPass. That's an app specifically designed for our event so that the Jazz Festival can pre-screen and expedite your entrance into this year's Newport Jazz Festival. For more, visit newportjazz.org/event and search for COVID protocol. A message from the Newport Jazz Festival.
The sounds of Irish music can be heard Sunday mornings at 8 on 1540 AM WADK and WADK.com. I'm Rick Kelly. Join me Sunday mornings at 8 for the best in traditional and contemporary Irish and Irish-influenced music. Be part of the tradition on the Irish Hour.
The Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce is here to listen, connect, and support. They are in constant contact with state and municipal leaders to stay informed on the most up-to-date developments and to advocate for the needs of the business community during these difficult times. For more information, go to newportchamber.com and see the COVID-19 Business Resource tab or call 847-1608. The Greater Newport Chamber is here for you.
Your hometown information station, 1540 WADK.
It is the business of Greater Newport with the Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce and Sarah Burke, Youth Career Specialist for the Chamber in partnership with EBCAP. And we're having a great chat about the RIDDC, the Developmental Disabilities Council. Sarah, let's continue.
Wonderful, Bruce. Thank you so much. For this last segment, we're going to hear from a little bit more from Ken Renaud, the Associate Director at the ARC. Ken, we would love if you could walk us through a little bit more around the accommodations, examples of job accommodation, not just for the employee, but also for the employer, and what that looks like in a bit more detail.
Sure, I'd love to do that. Thank you for this opportunity. So according to the Job Accommodations Network, which is a federal agency, the typical cost for employers for an accommodation for a person with a disability is $500 or less, if there is a cost at all. One of the things that we understand about employing people with disabilities
disabilities is it's all about a conversation with the individual. Everybody is different, and their needs are going to be different. So some good examples of some no-cost accommodations for employers are if a person uses a wheelchair and they're using a desk, they might need to just have some lifts put under the desk so that it raises the desk up so that they can work comfortably. Sometimes it's if the person has a visual impairment, it might be just using the accessible tools on any computer that increases font. Lighting. Another important thing sometimes for folks with disabilities is being able to have a flexible work schedule. So maybe the day is a little bit shorter, maybe they work more days than other people in the office, but just having a conversation with that individual. And one of the things that we touched upon earlier, and we were talking about the added value of hiring people with a disability. And I think one of the things that I hear time and time again, and I know from Chris, I know from Joanna and Kevin, myself, we are all connected to people that have disabilities. We are going to frequent businesses that hire people with disabilities.
Yeah.
So that's a huge added value for small business and employers, that we're going to this increased revenue just sitting out there waiting for you when you hire somebody with a disability. So the other added values that I see are, we talked about the dedication of folks with disabilities in their jobs. You know, once we do what we call person-centered planning with people, so we help them discover a life that they want to live. And for the most part, people talk about wanting a job. We all, the disability or not, people want a purpose in life. And once people find that purpose and it's a good match, you're going to have one of the most dedicated employees that you could ever imagine. And that's the beauty of it. Some of the things that Joanna touched on that the ARC does for training for employers, different trainings that I've done with some huge corporations like TJ Maxx and Tiffany and Company around disability etiquette. So having us come in and talk about, you know, people with disabilities, they're just like anyone else. But there's certain things that if you don't know somebody with a disability, you might be sitting there going, I don't know how to talk to them, what is going to be acceptable. I don't want to offend them. So we can help you with that. The other thing that I like to talk about, too, is what is it like for the person that's coming to interview with you that has a disability? And we do a training called The Art of Disclosing Your Disability. So that's on both ends. That's for the person with a disability as well as the employer, so that you know maybe if you're suspecting that this person has some sort of disability, how can you bridge that conversation in the interview into accommodations they might possibly. So it's really, it's just kind of increasing our knowledge and getting the word out there of this untapped labor pool of people that are just ready, willing, and able to work.
It's incredible. What an amazing cachet of services and support that you offer, not just for obviously the individuals looking for jobs, but for the companies and small businesses that may feel a bit trepidation around around taking this next step. And I really hope so many people reach out after our time together today.
And Sarah, we have a business of the week to get to, and we will do that just ahead here in the business of Greater Newport. WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars at Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report. Take a look at the volume here, and we've got some company coming into Newport. You're backed up already again today on the 138 Connector Road, getting on the Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge. Half mile of backed up traffic. Slow go. Work zone to blame. You're crowded in the eastbound toll. You're backed up before the Jamestown exit. Another backup starting on the Pell Bridge eastbound, about a quarter of a mile of backed up traffic before you get to the Connell off-ramp, and slow traffic back to the Jug Handle exiting onto Admiral Kalpfus Road, westbound work zone as well, taking up a lane on the Pell. So 20 minutes eastbound and 13 minutes westbound between North Kingstown and Newport. Mount Hope Bridge moves well. Stop and go at the intersection northbound Bristol Ferry Road. Secaunet River Bridge speed limit ride from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river. VD offers free pickup, free delivery, and a free loaner vehicle when your car is in for service. Go to VD.com, find out about the VD Advantage, and book an at-home test drive. Remember, it's always VD and you.
This portion of programming is brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. Info at positivecoach.org.
Looking to grow your business or expand your network? If so, the Southern Rhode Island Chamber of Commerce is the place for you. We are a member-based organization whose purpose is to grow businesses within our community. Located in Wakefield, Rhode Island, we offer a range of services such as continuing education, networking opportunities, state and local advocacy, referrals, and so much more. Membership is only $285 annually, and we offer flexible payment plans that can fit any budget. To learn more, visit our website at srichamber.com. We look forward to working with you.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Rhode Island Army National Guard. Aired by the Rhode Island Broadcasters Association and this station.
Welcome to beautiful Southern Rhode Island. This is your two-minute tourist guide designed to help you make the most of your vacation time here.
Enjoy the great outdoors on a Coastal Queen Lighthouse and Mimosa cruise, featuring a narrated tour of Newport Harbor in the bay, or enjoy the more casual sunset or special event cruises. Sit outdoors or indoors, the Grand Bar will be serving all your favorite drinks. The main deck is ADA accessible. Boat departs from Newport. For reservations, go to CoastalQueenCruises.com.
All aboard the new and improved Grand Bellevue Dinner Train. Same beautiful views with better food and service than ever in newly renovated vintage train cars. Savor a uniquely memorable and elegant five-course dinner during the 2.5-hour train ride. Or, for more fun, find out who done it on their murder mystery train. The Grand Bellevue Dinner Train, online at trainsri.com.
Historic Fort Adams in Newport is open for business. So come on out, where every day you can tour North America's most complex coastal fortification. Download our new app to tour our parade grounds, see incredible architecture, and enjoy spectacular views of Narragansett Bay. After all, it's at the fort.
Block Island Parasail is your one-stop spot for water sports fun. Soar above Block Island's pristine waters. It's fun for the entire family. Feeling less adventurous? Cool off on a hot summer day with a banana boat ride, established in 1989. Call 401-864-2474 for daily reservations.
Headed to the Newport Folk or Jazz Festival or any other popular event? The Jamestown Newport Ferry can get you there quickly without the hassle of traffic and parking. Plus, you will get a scenic view of Newport Harbor along the way. Go to JamestownNewportFerry.com for more info.
The people of Southern Rhode Island thank you for spending your precious vacation time and money here in our beautiful community. Come back soon.
WADK weather.
Mostly cloudy, humid this afternoon with some scattered showers, maybe the chance of a thunderstorm, highs in the upper 70s. A tropical storm warning is in effect right through tomorrow, as well as a flash flood watch. Overnight tonight, those showers will become more numerous and heavy toward morning, and muggy, temperatures close to 70. Tomorrow, tropical downpours, flooding in poor drainage areas, maybe some of the streams and rivers, as we're looking at 2 to 4 inches of rain from tropical storm Elsa, and winds could briefly gust to 50 miles per hour. Temperatures on Friday in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Steve Cascione. That's my latest WADK forecast.
Newport's Information Station, 1540 WADK.
It's the business of Greater Newport, and our Chamber of Commerce host today, Isabel Marsh, Business Outreach Specialist for Connect Greater Newport, and Sarah Burke, kind of a friend of the family, Youth Career Specialist for the Chamber in partnership with the East Bay Community Action Program. And it has been great to have you on with us, Chamber hosting, and so we'll be happy to have you in the rotation and talk to you again very soon. Great to have you with us today.
Thank you, Bruce. And I'm very pleased to introduce Jairo Rugol, who is president of Newport County Computers.
Yes, he's our business of the week.
He's our business of the week.
Hi, Jairo. Welcome.
Hello. Good morning, everybody.
Well,
thanks so much for being here with us, Jairo. We know that you've been in business since 2002. And tell us a little bit about what your business is, Newport County Computers.
Sure. Make it short and sweet. Newport County Computers is our repair division. We're also an Apple authorized service provider, which there are only two in the entire state of Rhode Island, which is the Apple Store in Providence and us. We're also a managed service provider, although that is more the other side of the coin, so to speak, under the ATC Tech brand, which is what I started in 2002. And Newport County Computers, it evolved into Newport County Computers. So it's all under one umbrella. And so we're basically an IT service provider for small business, medium business, residential. And we basically just take care of everybody's needs from an IT services perspective. And we help them navigate the world of technology, as crazy as it is, especially with all the cyber threats nowadays.
Absolutely. I can only imagine that the last 18 months have been good for business.
Excellent for business. A little tough on the stress level. My team has definitely felt the brunt of everybody's expectations, especially COVID, bringing out the impatient part of everybody's personality. I need it now, now, now. So, yeah, it's been great for business. No complaints there, but definitely a little stressful for everybody.
And you mentioned that you're growing your team. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. I've got an excellent team of five techs right now. Myself, I'm the sixth tech, if you will. I balance the time between running the business and being the business as well, you know, with my engineers. And we're actually looking to get an admin assistant, office manager, basically administrative assistant, if you will, somebody who can really take the reins and run with the administrative side of things, because we're so busy, it's hard to keep track, not keep track, but hard to keep up with the administrative side of things when we're busy troubleshooting and putting out technical fires and providing technical solutions.
Absolutely.
Excellent. So what can you tell us, Jairo, about things like when we get those update notices, you know, and they're annoying and they're going to shut down our computer and everything. tell us how important they are. It's a great lesson to hear from someone like yourself.
Sure. In a nutshell, if you're running something like Windows 10, for instance, I hope nobody out there is still running Windows 7. If you are, you really need to talk to either your own IT provider or give us a call, and you know, we can help you get away from that Windows 7 nightmare, security nightmare. Windows 10 has a built-in feature where Microsoft basically, for your own good, they push it on you, and you can only defer the restarts for so long because there are a lot of threats out there. So if it's something that's built in and is the Microsoft updates, then you really should say what you're working on, close it, and then restart the machine, and it'll update automatically. Cyber threats are a dime a dozen every day. There are numerous new threats, and they're just coming and they're hitting everybody very, very it's like a tidal wave,
yeah,
or a tsunami, and people just don't understand.
There was just one yesterday.
Yep.
Literally, there was just one yesterday that was an actual cyber threat, and it came up out of nowhere. It was really kind of touch and go.
There are a lot of them, absolutely. It's a large battle. It's a war. It's not even a small battle. It's a war that we're all dealing with on the cyber side, and best we can do is educate the public.
Yeah. it's pretty amazing the degree of sophistication that both sides, you know, we come up with a new thing, they come up with a new thing. We come up with a new thing to defeat them. They come up with a new way to try to get our stuff. And you're right. It's a never ending battle, Gyro. So tell us if there is a business out there who is in need of some IT expertise, and that's about every business these days. How do they reach out to Newport County Computers?
Easily, a few different ways. Our website, they can just go to nccri.net and contact us via the use our contact page, put in the information there, and then we'll get back to you within 24 hours, usually same day. Or just give us a call, 401-619-1085. You have option one for Apple support, option two for Windows support, and option three for managed services. That's typically for our existing clients, but obviously we'll take the call on that line for new clients looking for managed services as well.
Excellent. He's the president of Newport County Computers, also a past member of the Chamber Board of Directors and on the Ambassador Committee, Gyro Rugel. Newport County Computers and nccri.net. You are nothing short of a lifesaver for a lot of people these days, Gyro. So it's great to great to have you with us and to recognize you as this week's Business of the Week, sponsored by Humphreys Building Supply. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Right, thank you, Dad. Have a wonderful day.
And
you guys have a wonderful day.
In the minute or so we have remaining, Sarah, give us just a call for action for you, for the part of what you do with EBCAP. Very important work ongoing. How can we find out more about it?
Well, thanks, Bruce. I appreciate the shout out. So on the EBCAP side of my position, if there are youth, and I say youth, that's up to age 24, who are looking for work, looking for meaningful opportunities, I would highly recommend that they reach out directly to my email address, which is sburke, B-U-R-K-E, at EBCAP, EBCAP.org.
Excellent. And Isabel Marsh, great to have you with us. Thanks for being with us on
In
this week's...
In any season, there's always a good reason to upgrade your home furnishings. Freshen the look. Change the look. Replace, refine. Whatever your motivation, Benz is ready to help. Benz Furniture extends a friendly invitation to stop by. Wander through three levels of the finest in furnishings. Benz proudly offers an always appealing array of stylish sofas, relaxing recliners, dynamic dining sets, the best in bedroom sets, plus all those great accent pieces, the tables, rugs, lighting options, and much more. And ready for immediate delivery. Stop in anytime. Benz is there for you 7 days a week. The consistently cordial staff is always available if and when you need some assistance. It's customer service just the way you like it. Benz Furniture, 166 Thames Street, downtown Newport. Enjoy the free parking in back of the store.
From the VD Mercedes-Benz, VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Studios, this is your hometown information station, 1540 WADK Newport.
The people at Laurel Mead are amazing. All feel as if we're being taken care of by the loveliest people who are kind and considerate. Somebody will always say, oh, will you join us for dinner? It makes you feel welcome because you're being with other people and your life is stimulating all the time. We're on this beautiful campus with 22 acres. It's a very acres. It's a very acres. It's a very acres. It's a very acres.